patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin's Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I'm a baller, high roller, baby, baby, baby.
So sad. Though I did discover one thing. I've never wanted, or right now, I want Giannis to win more than any other person. That's why it hurt. It hurt to lose that last game. Joining us now is Zora Stevenson. I'm bet it hurt for you too.
Let's do a check. How's everybody doing?
No, I'm not doing well.
I'm good.
What, a few days removed?
No, it doesn't. It's never going to change. They finished historically the worst performance ever by a number one seed in the history of the NBA. That's fact. No team ever lost in five games. Ever.
This contest. Yep.
Give us the context, Zora. Give it to us.
Well, Giannis basically missed games 1, 2, 3, 4. He was clearly still in pain. 5 was what it was. Chris didn't have, Chris was in and out the whole season. It was, and Jimmy Butler, the Jimmy Butler things. I mean, you thought after game one, I was like, all right, he's going to maybe have one or two 30-plus point games. I mean, I didn't think he was going to have, 56 and then another 40-point game. And the Heat were one of the worst teams in the league in three-point percentage. And then completely flipped the switch. And, yes, after game one and two, it's like, all right, clearly they're going to hit threes. We got to – but they just played completely – out of the realm of what any of the film showed. It was, it doesn't make it any better, and there's no excuses for it, but it's not like the Bucks were at full strength.
But I just made some excuses for it.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, Zora, because my answer, I wanted to be, and wondered if I could say it, Giannis was hurt. And I feel a little bit better saying that.
No one's going to remember that.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember it.
No.
Yes, I will.
And wait,
people don't remember injuries.
They may not. I'm not saying they will, but they had the worst loss in the history of the NBA. And when someone says, "How did that happen?" I'm gonna go, "Giannis was hurt."
And remember, last year after
they saw Giannis playing, so they're not going to see that.
All right.
But wait, let's back up though. Last season, after the round two exit against the Celtics, everybody said, "Oh, nobody was too deep into it." Because they're if the Bucks had Chris Middleton,
right,
then they would have won the series. And this time, it's Giannis who wasn't 100%, which is a completely different blow.
But Tony's right. He played, so it's...
Yeah, he played, but he's Giannis. He's going to play.
And he had a 38-20 burger in one game. I mean, people just aren't going to remember that he was hurt. I'm just telling you right now. When it comes down to it, they're not going to remember Giannis being
hurt. What should my answer be?
The worst in the history of the league.
That's
a big deal.
No, it's a historic loss. That's different.
Yeah, whatever.
Only
if you're looking at records. A loss is a loss.
It just
goes to show you that anybody can get beat.
Up until that,
we know you got to stay healthy.
Right.
That's it.
Up until that, it never happened.
Got to play well. Got
to
stay healthy.
Something to Bucks fans, though.
Can yes,
sure. Go Bucks for it.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Pebble, do we need some music to lay under this? We need some soft music. You got any soft music to lay under this while Zora gets on a soapbox and talks to the Bucks fans about how they should feel or how they shouldn't feel?
To talk about it. I don't think she told us.
I never want to tell anybody how to feel, right? And I don't want to paint a picture that all Bucks fans are a monolith, right, and that everybody feels the same way, but I did see some unsettling things during game five as I was walking away from game five, and I just encourage folks, because we love the passion, the guys love the passion, they appreciate all the energy, but don't be this flip switch of you know, like Giannis said in his post-game press conference, they had a bad 10-day stretch of basketball, which is not excusable. But that doesn't mean you disrespect them. That doesn't mean that you act like they didn't accomplish anything, that they did not have, you know, 50-plus wins. I mean, you know, I just want people to not be so mean sometimes. I mean, people were literally bashing these guys. Like, it's not a sport and things can't happen. And Miami played great. Miami played great. It's super disappointing, but also some empathy can exist at the same time because the guys are equally disappointed and upset, and I don't think this means that everything that the guys did this season was a wash by that one series. Obviously, they didn't accomplish what they set out to do. That is clear, and it's frustrating, and it's still kind of like, what in the world happened? Like, super weird. But there were still some really great moments this season.
Was the season a failure, Sora?
Oh, my gosh. Tony.
She can't say it. She works for the Bucks.
Hey,
I'll say it.
I'm just asking the questions.
If that season ain't a failure, then no season can be a failure. Next.
But I mean, obviously, I feel passionately about what Giannis said, and I think it sparked a lot of conversation. I mean, this team had goals, right? But I think what he was saying is if you don't accomplish your goals, does that mean you are a failure? No.
No, that means you failed at accomplishing your goal.
Depends. You're the best team in the league, the favorite, and no team in the history of the NBA has ever lost in the first round in five games. You got your butt kicked by an 8 seed. If that ain't a fair, if doing the worst that any team has done in the history of the league, if that ain't a failure,
why
then
you gotta make it sound so bad?
Because it was that bad. Wait. That's what I want.
Wait,
that's what everybody
Tony,
needs to accept.
Huh?
Tony, I'm having a moment here because I don't think Homer has ever disagreed with Giannis. This is like,
right?
What is happening?
It's
that's
not
what's
dis-
happening.
It's not a disagreement.
Now he's trying to walk it back.
No.
He's trying to
no.
back up.
No.
Oh. Come on. Stick to your guns here.
No. No.
Stick to your guns, old man. Stick to your guns.
No. I said, I realized why it hurt so much. I've never wanted a player to win more than Giannis because he's such an exceptional human being and a great player and all this stuff. I don't want him to lose. It hurts because if anybody should win, that would help everything in every way. It's Giannis. And he not
Don
only.
Daniel!
Yes! But when he talked to Eric, I wish he would have talked to me. No, Giannis, there were some failures by Michael Jordan. And when I don't get a raise, that's one thing. But when I get fired, the year I got fired, that year was a failure. And that's what happened. Yes. And you're great because you'll forget, you'll go and move on, and next year you'll try the same harder maybe, and it can have a positive effect. But the Game 5 also showed some fragileness of this group. They played scared. And it would make me wonder if you're going to do what you need to do if
scared.
You don't
Ooh.
Accept that.
Those are taboo words in the sports world.
That's right. If you don't accept the failure,
if you're scared, get a dog.
You might not do what needs to be done to give you the chance to win.
Zora, your retort.
I just think all these words have perspective. Like, you can... I think there's the fact that you don't reach your goals, but just painting the whole season as a failure, like nothing positive happened, right? Like, so many things are happening at one time. And so to paint the picture of the entirety of the season as a failure, Giannis felt like was incorrect. That's all he's saying. I mean, he's got goals. He wants to win. And he'll say, yeah, they didn't accomplish those goals. But I have not talked to him. I think that answer, you almost want, I mean, it was so in-depth, but you almost wanted a follow-up to be like, I just want to clarify, like, or you wanted more, a little bit more open-ended of like, how do you see this season? How did you see this season? And it was so raw. It was so... I mean, it was like a couple minutes after the game. I just would want more clarification on.
What do you mean, Zora? What do you mean, Zora?
That's good.
I just
very good.
I love it. I love it.
I don't have to. What with Zora about, next like, year, it'll be Zora and Giannis. And I'm not even going to be here.
I think he'll be a little busy. To do the,
you know what I'm going to remember about
the,
that Zora? He was so intense, but yet he realized that he didn't want to make it personal with Eric. That you know, yeah. you're really into something. It's bugging. And you, oh wait, I don't want to make it personal. Who carries himself with that? I don't know. It was just classic Giannis.
No, ultimate respect. Ultimate respect.
Yes.
In a moment where the emotions could have got the best of you.
Yeah, and they do. And they do. He not only felt it, but he was felt necessary to say it. That's why. Just can't. Can't.
I think it just I think it really. What? However you see it, it just
don't tell you.
For people to just think about what failure is. And just because you don't accomplish your goals, were you a failure? But then, you know, and also the other side of it is, well, how are we going to label success then if we don't label the opposite of success?
Well,
but, yeah.
Somebody did say in another that they asked if it was the worst finish or the worst loss, which is, I think, a better way to ask it. Like, if it was just the worst end to a season ever, and that doesn't mean it's a failure. It just means
it's the worst end.
It's the worst end. And that's, I think.
Sounds like a failure to me.
I don't know. I think Giannis actually stated that or said that.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, man.
Hey,
do you have a dog to fight the rest of the way in the playoffs? Hey, what?
Just it is what it is. Like we say, it is what it is. You lost.
No, that's it. That is true.
That's for you.
Can't go back.
Can't go back. It's over.
Might as well move forward.
Right, yeah.
You're ready for next year. That's all you got to do.
Might as well move forward.
I don't have a dog in the fight in the playoffs now. Still watching, though. It's been great playoffs. So.
Okay, wait. Homer, as like a deep of a fan as you are, does what happens sway who you want to root for the rest of the
year? Yeah, he wants Miami to win.
Yes. Because that will, if Miami gets crushed, and well, not with Butler hurted, but aside from that, everything is important only as it relates to the Bucks, and everything else doesn't relate to the Bucks at all. So, I mean, you're just watching like somebody who doesn't watch the NBA and then watches in the playoffs. I don't care who wins. You know, you want to see amazing stuff. Curry was amazing. Harden was amazing. Butler, there's amazing things you appreciate, but
it doesn't affect the Bucks. So, okay. Another question. I'm asking the questions today.
You are a reporter, so go ahead.
I know. Wait, I had one. Oh, gosh.
Well, the question is, what are they going to do? Are they going to regroup? Do they have enough money to put the same group together?
Hold on, she's got a question.
I know. I was just trying to fill.
You all always talk about the regular season not being relevant.
Yep.
And you always say, oh, the season hasn't started yet. Didn't really start till the playoffs. Do you still stand by that?
Yep.
Where
even more so.
Even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wouldn't say more so. I'm about the same.
I'll accept the same, too. It's just...
As long as the Bucks roster obviously has Giannis and the proper supporting cast and their championship caliber, yeah, the regular season is going to be whatever.
Yeah. Giannis's contract. Chris has a player option. Brooke's contract is up.
What was with Giannis again? What did you say with Giannis? Where is it?
He's under contract.
Oh, Giannis. Yeah, he's under contract
for 100 years. I hope
Chris ain't going nowhere. Why would Chris? Why would
no,
Chris
there
leave?
Is some issue with Chris.
Why would he leave though? Doesn't make
more
sense.
More money, longer contract somewhere else. I don't. I think that's
that all sounds good, but comfort is also a thing. I don't
agree.
Know, Zora. What do you think?
Wait, say that sentence again.
I'm just saying, what do you think about Chris leaving? I'm saying that, you know, Homer said money, longer contract. I'm thinking, you know, comfort and familiarity is worth something as well. So,
and he's had so much success here. I mean, I don't know. Every player has something different that matters.
He's never
them,
had his big payday though yet, has he?
He's got a big contract right now.
I think that's perspective. Yeah, I think that's perspective. I don't want to speak for him, but. I thought the last one was pretty big. Like okay. I said, all perspective. I'm a peasant, so of course I would think that's
huge. It's not
right?
Big for Zora, but it's big for Middleton.
Nice. You're on a roll. Could we get a little more Giannis? Do you have a Giannis? Giannis, do you have a question for Zora?
We have to go to a break.
Zora gets the last word on the season. Zora gets the last word on the season to talk about whatever she wants to. And now, go ahead, Giannis, would you introduce Zora for the final word?
We have Zora Stevenson. We're going to break, and she's going to take us to break with the last word on our failure of a season.
Everything is going to be okay. Keep pushing for good habits, as you would say, Giannis. Work hard.
That's correct.
And you just try to get better every single day, and there's a lot to get better at in this offseason.
Thank you, Zora. I'll see you on the sideline.
Yeah. Guys, I appreciate you. It's always super fun. Call me whenever you want to chat.
We'll see you at Ted's. We'll set up another Ted's.
Let's do it. I'm there.
With Chef Ed, too.
Later.
Next.